Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
We all love a good Sunday session.
Frothy time!
Oh. And this Sunday session comes to you.
Oh, how good!
This is the Rush Hour Sunday session.
The best of JB and Billy
on Triple M.
Fat, I'm stuck in quarantine in Perth. I've got bugger all to do except talk to Brian, and he's doing deals at the minute. So entertain me, please.
Well, Jimmy boy, you've come to the right place. You can listen to yourself. Boy, you should be happy with that. For the next hour, Jim.
But that also means I've got to listen to you.
Yes.
Hump Day quiz coming up. And as always, this one was tight. She was a ring-a-ding-ding.
It always is, Jimmy boy. Plus, we have old Puddin' Guts. Oh, Tom Rockcliffe to join us.
And what else?
And I'll go. And I've got a very good joke.
Yeah, well, I was cutting you off because the joke wasn't good. Idiot song. And next, Essendon legend Dustin Fletcher joins us.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I went to a joint gym. It was that small that I put me key in the front door and it opened the back door.
Oh, no.
Shebang. Yeah. Peter and Kiel.
Shebang.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session with JB and Billy, and we're joined by Essendon legend Dustin Fletcher, who, Bill, he played 400 AFL games.
Do you actually have a 400 club meeting? Do you sit around and have a couple of frothies?
Nah, sort of doesn't mean too much, Bill, unfortunately. Well, there's five of us now, but we don't, we're going to have to get something going. But no, nothing, mate. Nothing really goes on. It's a bit disappointing.
Well, a couple of them don't drink there. KB doesn't drink. I don't know about Boomer. But Michael Tucker would make up.
Boomer's still playing.
You and Michael Tucker would make up for it. Don't worry about that.
No, that's it.
Now, we've got you on because your young fella Mason is playing college football for the Bearcats over there in Cincinnati, Jim. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to have a chat about that because they tell me you've got another younger boy who's also very good and he might be going over there punting also, Fletch.
Yeah, we're shipping him off probably Jan. I can't say too much about where he's going yet, but he's not far away, to be honest. But, Mason, he's loving the experience, mate. And they've kicked off full crowds, loving life over there.
Now, tell us about that, because he tried out with the footy, Aussie rules, didn't he, and had a couple of injuries. So then how did the college thing come up, mate?
Oh, it came up. One of his mates, actually, good mates from school, went over to Texas A&M, which is quite a big college over there. And he went over the year before and really enjoyed it. I think he got in Mason's ear a little bit. And then footy didn't go as well as he hoped. So he thought, I'll give something else a go. And he's over there and a million miles away and enjoying himself.
How hard, Fletch, is it to adjust to punting coming out of a footy background? Obviously, there's been, you know, Darren Bennett into Sav Rocker into Ben Graham, and we've had amazing success with Australian rules footballers doing it. But how, with your young bloke's experience, how hard did he find the transition?
Oh, it's a bit of a tough one because, you know, we kick the ball, they do that, we do that, but you've got to just got to make sure everything's right on. Like, he had his first two, he only got two kicks on the weekend, but his first one, he reckons he ran out and he, you know, the big crowd and all that, and he reckons he couldn't really hear himself, and he got his yardage mixed up for how far back he stood. So the ball came up nice and high, and he didn't give himself enough time, but he got hold of the first one, and then the second one was a lot better, a lot more relaxed, the second one.
Torpedoes or the drop punt? What's he going
he's
with?
He's only going to drop punts, but I said to him on the phone on Sunday morning, I said, you've got to start letting the torps go now, I reckon.
He's 6'7", by the way, 202 centimetres. And he wears number 31, Fletch?
Yeah, the boys gave him number 31, so he was happy. He was happy with that. But he went over there about 79 kilos, and they've put he's up to 93, I think now. Gee. So they've loaded him up.
Fletch, a couple of things I've got to ask you about. Is it true that you lost your teeth at Subiaco Oval one day, a bit like Luke Jackson? Then you had, I think it was after the game, people went out to find them, put them in milk, and you put them back in.
Yeah, that's right. Rubber, our reading rubber were there that day, got the four knocked out and split me gum right down the middle. So two in the mouth guard and there were three knocked out. So they found three and the other two were sort of hanging there. So got them shoved back in, whacked some braces on for a week and get in there and keep going next week.
And they're all good?
Yeah, all pretty good in saying that. Like, you know, you have a cold drink now or you're chewing an apple or biting an apple, they're no good. So I'll get them fixed once in the next little bit, I reckon.
And also, did you, and I think it was Chris Anstey, win the under-16 Australian Tennis Championship doubles?
Yeah, we did, Bill. You undersold us there 4 or 5 years in a row, mate. We're undefeated.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah, well, we used to think we're all right at tennis, you know what I mean? But when someone's, oh, I'm 6'5", he's about 7 foot, when you turn up to a under-12s tennis game, you put the wind up the opposition pretty quick, doesn't it?
Imagine that if you both went to the net. No chance.
Yeah, well, it's funny how our paths went. I didn't play a lot of footy, believe it or not, growing up. It was all tennis, and Chris never played basketball at all. So he went on to play NBA, obviously. That was a highlight for him. And then, obviously, took up footy.
Oh, no, it's unbelievable. So are you going to, at any stage, Fletch, be able to get over and see a young bloke or young blokes when the next one comes in? How quickly can you do that?
Yeah, well, I don't know. We've been trying to do a bit of homework on it, but we're just like everyone else, just waiting, you know, until things open up again. And, you know, it's looking like, you know, maybe even next year now. So we'll see how we go.
Hey, Fletch, I went to Vegas with Bill once. His hair turned yellow.
Yeah,
Jesus, that would have been a trip,
100%. His hair was yellow.
Blonded, Jim, and I went a bit urine-y.
Did you have hair then, did you?
Yeah, I did. Better than red hair, I suppose. Hey, hey, good on you, mate. Blonde. You're a bloody star, and good luck with the boys.
Good on you, boys. Thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks, Fletch.
Well done, Fletch.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Yes, because I'm in the studio. Jim can't cut in on me. And it's all about me, Billy's Hump Day Quiz. Great to have you involved. Hello, Jim.
All right, Bill, who we got playing?
Righto, Jim, you just umpire, thank you. And
yes, please.
Here we go. We got Xavier from Pakenham. G'day, Zavvy.
G'day, Bill.
How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Yeah, good. You up and about today. Beautiful day, Zav.
Yeah, just knocked off. I'm going to open up a beer in a minute.
Oh, good. What type of beer are you going to open up? Well, it is 6 o'clock.
I got some homebrew, so.
Homebrew.
Yeah.
Crikey.
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck, Zav. And we got Roger from Winchelsea. G'day, Rog.
G'day, Billy. How are you?
Oh, I tell you what, Darcy Parish is from Winchelsea. That's a good little spot down there, isn't it?
It is a very underrated, mate.
What pub do you go to? The one, the Larry Donahue's old pub or the one on the bridge?
Nah, the one on the bridge sometimes have a meal and a drink there.
Ken Hinckley's sister owns that. How good's that? Larry Donahue used to own the other one. Righto, Roger that.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Rog?
That's bad, isn't it?
Roger that. Jesus.
Righto, boys, 5 questions. First one to get 3 probably wins it. There's a couple of audio questions. Jim's the umpire. You ready to go? You go, Roger that.
Yes, mate. Yes, Bill.
No, you got to say Roger that.
Roger that, Bill.
Right, and yes. Xavier, you go Xavier.
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 Here we go. Number one. In what Australian city would you find the suburb of Fishwick?
Roger.
More Rog.
Sydney.
No, Roger.
No.
Come on, Roger that.
Come on, X. What do you got, X?
Canberra?
Yes.
Yes. All right. One on the board for X.
Did you tell him that this is general knowledge?
It's general knowledge, by the way, boys. here's an audio question, boys. Here we go. Who is this band?
Davey.
Oh, X.
Davey.
Def Leppard.
Yes. My favourite, Jim. Haven't you heard Def Leppard? All right, you got that one.
All right, there we go.
What about, who is this band?
Davey. Oh,
Rog.
Roger.
Rog.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah!
Oh, there we are.
Def Leppard. You know, there's two different bands.
So, Fat.
Def Leppard.
She's already got a ring-a-ding-ding about it. All right, so 2-1.
Led Zeppelin.
Zeppelin, yes.
So there's two different ones.
Yes.
Yeah. Haven't you heard Def Leppard? Righto, boys, this is a very hard-hitting question. I've never heard this in a quiz before. What dairy product do you generally say when having your photo taken?
Xavi.
Roger.
Yes, Rog.
Cheese.
Yeah!
Yes!
Too long, Jim! Too long.
Ring-a-ding-ding! Ring-a-ding-ding!
Oh, we've gone down to the 5th question. It's good how it always happens like this.
Every time it happens.
It does. Righto, Roger that. And Zevi, here we go. Spell Coburn.
Roger.
Oh, Roger.
X.
Coburn.
Yep.
What the?
C-O-B-U-R-N.
Oh, no.
No.
So, Rog.
Rog. Coburn.
C-O-C-K-B-U-R-N.
Yes! And what does it sound like, Rog?
C-O-C-K. I don't care.
That's cock to me. No.
Oh!
How would you say it? How would you say it, Roger?
Coburn.
Coburn, Bill.
You sure?
I'm on the radio, Bill. I say Coburn.
Coburn.
Mate, Roger, from Winchelsea.
And X, we took a couple from you,
yeah.
But then we gave you that last one and you stuffed it up.
I've never heard of Coburn. Where is it?
It's in Perth. It's actually Cockburn.
Good. Nice. Amazing how every time it's tight.
It just gets close, doesn't it?
It does every time the quiz is beautiful.
Oh, you're in charge of that, by the way.
Oh, no.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
She pulls out a rectal thermometer.
I beg your pardon? I'd packed up my stuff.
JB and Billy, Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session, and it's time to welcome back one of our favourites, Tom Rockliffe. So be nice, Bill.
I'm just having a look, Jim, at the injury list at Port Adelaide. The only person on Port's injury list is old DVT's himself, Rockliffe. So that is a positive.
I've retired bins. I want to know how many odd numbers there are from 1 to 5.
1, 3, and 5. Now, you listen to too much radio, you flog. Hey, how did you and the boy...
Bill, you nuffy. 2.5 kids, Mitch Duncan, you reckon?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, he has. She's in foal. Demi.
He's in foal.
She is. But you and the Port Adelaide boys, come over to... you go right with your horses in Adelaide, of course. Everyone wins in Adelaide. Then you come over to the Big Smoke. You come over to Melbourne. You come over to Moonee Valley. And your horse runs at Moonee Valley. How did it go?
It ran last.
Because you were riding it. You were on the back of it. It just sunk.
I was talking to a bloke the other day about you, Bill, actually.
Yeah.
He said you were a fairy on the field. Rick Kennedy.
Don't mention him.
Because he was.
Don't mention Rick.
Why not?
He used to belt the crap out of me for fun. And now he's the nicest bloke you'll ever meet.
I'll tell you what, Bill, you're a disgrace, to be honest. You don't know who Will Powell is. That's embarrassing.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah, he wears number 27, 22 years old. He's played 33 games.
You look that up.
Yeah, Rock, with that same thoughts around Rick Kennedy, we spoke when he was coach of the West Coast first and then Essendon often to John Worsfold about playing against Bill. In the early 90s, and Johnny Worsfold said, I don't remember him playing. That's how outside he was, how far away from John Worsfold he was.
Oh, Bill, come on, mate.
Well, I was punching the crap out of McIntosh. We'd go toe-to-toe.
Oh, were you? Yeah, of course you were.
And then old Woosher, he'd just come over and you go, g'day, John, how you going?
Hey, Rock, have you asked Bill about the European country just to the west of Georgia?
Yeah, how do you say that, Bill?
No, if you say it, I'll say it. Come on, Rob.
Actually, technically to the east of Georgia, yeah, but go on,
east
Bill.
George.
Can you say it first, JB, and then I'll have a crack?
No, you can't say it.
I want Bill to have the first go. I'll have the second go. Rock has the third go.
Because Rock doesn't know how to say it. Righto, Azerbaijan. There we go.
Azerbaijan.
Oh, that now it's easy for Rock.
Azerbaijan.
Oh, say Rock.
Rock, you're from Benalla. You dropped out in buddy whatever you're doing in Benalla at the factory there. Don't pretend you got smart.
I heard you talking the other day, Bill, about Harndorf, the beautiful German town up here, and you're calling it Horndorf.
Horndorf, yep, you did.
Hey, Rock, you know when you're in there and the boys are all training and doing all their work, do you ever think, geez, I might get on that running machine or the Versa climber? Or do some weights at all?
No, because I look at you and Daisy Thomas on that fat bit ad that you have and just think, where are we? I don't have to because these blokes don't have to.
You're going
to
get fat because you will blow up. You'll blow up and someone will pop you and you'll just go into outer space.
I don't know how that would work, Bill, but if you could explain that to me, that'd be nice.
I'll tell you what. Anyway, how's Shan? All right?
Shana's going well, yeah. She's 36 weeks, so not too bad. Me mate went to your pub the other week, Bill.
Oh, this would be good, at, yeah.
Where is it? Cremorne?
Cremorne? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, he had a schnitzel and he's been in hospital ever since.
Wow, you've been thinking
like
that
it.
For a while. We move him on, Jim Fairdink, and we made this bloke.
Oh, no, he's a star. Rock, we hope you and your club go really well.
Absolutely. I look forward to having a beer with you in a couple of weeks, JB. We'll just work out our plan to get Bill off that show and me in after we win the granny.
I think it's already happened.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm not saying it's a fait accompli, but I'm saying that it's a fate. Oh, wow. And not complete yet.
Just
not
All right, so we read this morning that Sportsbet have framed a market for who's going to replace Bob Murphy over at the AM station SEN owned by Hutchie, our man, V8 supercar driver. So, and old Bins Brownless, old September, I think came in at about $20. Was it, where were you placed in the market?
$28, Jim.
Ooh. Okay, so I suggest Hutchie, I know he's a busy man, and I know he's got a lot on, but I suggest if Hutchie's even thinking about ringing your manager, he needs to listen to the idiot song right here.
And the lovely girl said, Blue Grenadier, Red Emperor, Snapper, Whiting, John Dory, Flathead.
What?
Jim, where have all these fishes come from? Now wallabies.
Oh, yes.
Fire up, tiny little furry marsupials. Getting embarrassed. I have to say, Mr. Pills. Haven't you heard Def Leppard? Give me everything I need. Lord Mayweather, better than Muhammad Ali. Give me a lifetime. I got asthma. And there hasn't been this yet. Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Phenomenon. Take the heart and make it strong. Matty Delvin. Simply the best. So I'm a stolen handle good. Better than all the rest. A bit of some clunk, blah, blah, blah. Have a listen to this weatherman. All right, Jim. What's the wrinkliest thing on your grandma?
Have a third go at it.
What's the wrinkliest thing?
Have a fourth go at it.
What's the wrinkliest? And he said, Jim,
yes,
a burglar got stuck. A burglar got stuck down a chimney to him.
Burglar.
And he actually said that.
A burglar.
A bike trying to break in got stuck down the chimney, Jim.
Oh, whoa!
Well, sometimes it doesn't work. And me head or something, it doesn't come from there down to me mouth.
Doesn't work.
I don't know what happens, but it doesn't work.
There's a blockage.
Oh, is there?
I think I might have an enema.
Oh! Oh, mate. Maddie Haywood, take a bow. That is absolutely superb. And, of course, Bill, that's a best of.
Well, it's very ironic, that song, Jim.
Why?
Because simply the best. And Tina says it there, you're the best. And she's talking about AWB.
Why is that ironic?
Well, that's just what ironic means, that it's ironic that she's singing that and it's about me. Is that the song? It's like rain. On your wedding day.
Like you, there's about five examples in that song of things that aren't actually ironic.
That's ironic, Jim. Very ironic. But, I don't know,
Bill,
where Lord...
That's your best of. That's your best stuff.
That's what I've put it all together and shot it off to Bay of Fam and Colac.
Lord Maywag.
I don't know where Lord Maywag come from. I don't know
None
how
us,
I did
no,
that.
We didn't know that one.
A bit of fiddling of the buttons there by maybe Rabs.
No, it wasn't, because I was in the studio when you did it. And, of course, the other one was, hey, Lebo, talking about LeBron James, the best basketballer the game's maybe ever seen.
See how I turn it on like that, Jim? Just like a tap. And now I'm back to sensible, normal September Brownless.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Plus, he went down to Antarctic.
Yes.
He's
to the Antarctic. I'm just going to write this whole breakdown, Bill.
Oh, he went down to the Antarctic.
Right.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session with JB and Billy. The big sporting event over in Japan captured the world over the last month, but when Bill was reading the medal tally, there was one nation he couldn't get his head around.
Almost double the next mob.
Exactly. Great Britain, then America, then RPC. Who RPC?
That would be Russia. Russian Olympic Committee.
Thank you. Ukraine.
BROC, yes.
Then Brazil. And then Azerbaijan. Oh, no.
I was going to do not speak, rabbits.
What?
Go again.
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
That's what is it? What is it, Jim?
Have a third go at it.
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Anyway, they're ahead of Australia, Jim.
Azerbaijan.
Well, that's what I said. 3-9.
Banjan.
Azerbaijan.
Then Burgerjan.
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Wow. Where's never? Are they over there somewhere, Jim? Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Sounds like a.
But this is what happens calamari. When he does it. When he does it that wrong, that often.
Calamari, you reckon?
You then suddenly start to doubt what you know it is.
No, well, you didn't know. You said what the same.
Azerbaijan is. It's always been.
Well, I just said Azerbaijan.
Yeah, they have a Grand Prix there too. Don't
yes,
they? It's a good one too.
Yep. I know where it is.
We've got 2 days until September hits bins.
Yep, it's over there. Russia's to the north. Georgia to the south, northwest. Turkey to the west.
And
Iran to the south.
And what's in the middle?
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
It's a big joint.
Oh, it's a big joint.
Unfortunately for Bill, Azerbaijan just kept winning medals.
Golden
gold,
show.
Gold. We might do that later. We'll have an update.
Not yet. That's it.
Not yet, Rebs, because I want to see how Azerbaijan's gone. Now, Toby Green, Jim. Tell you what I do like, bud. I've taken an interest in my favourite new country, Jim. Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Yeah. 10 million people live there. The capital is Baku.
Mm-hmm.
It has a Grand Prix. You said that yesterday. Very
really good one.
And the national dish is plov. P-L-O-V. Plov. Which is a rice and a saffron and a lamb. Very nice, Jim.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's all. So,
Azerbaijan, you just called it?
No, I didn't.
What did you call it?
Azerbaijan. Anyway, they're going okay. And I'm taking special interest in my friends. And so are all the Azerbaijanians. Anyway,
finish that one.
It even made its way into our hump day quiz.
What it meant was we didn't have to get to the tiebreaker question, which was around the country of?
Azerbaijan.
Come on, Bill.
What's the capital?
Poobah.
Poobah.
It's Baku.
Baku. That was going to be another question. We thought these dummy bastards won't know what it is. So you knew it was Kabu.
It's Baku, it's Baku.
Baku, whatever.
Alex Baku.
Alex.
It was getting so bad, even Bill was worried about offending someone.
They don't think we're taking the mickey out of them, Jim. It's all a bit of fun, isn't it?
Out of who?
That country. That country.
Which country?
GVO, Jim. GVO. Good.
Taking the mickey out of who?
Azerbaijan.
He now thinks if he says it quickly, he can get away with it.
But finally, with the event wrapping up, Bill could give it one final go.
Great Britain, second. That's not a bad effort. Right. United States, then Russia, Netherlands, Ukraine.
Yeah, what about your mob?
Brazil, Australia, Italy, and finishing 10th.
Yes.
Azerbaijan. They only got 19 medals, Jim. My friends.
Azerbaijan.
My friends in the UBS.
Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You been to Athens?
Yeah, been there. Oh, I did a cashy there, Jim.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, and the cash bounced. That's how bad they're going.
JB and Billy, Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session. Bill's joke's not far away, but right now it's the man with the hair, Melbourne's Bailey Fritch.
You are a footy head, aren't you? You love footy. You love watching footy and what's the old days?
Yeah, I like watching footy. I'll probably watch as much games as I can. So, how old are we talking?
Oh, back in the 80s or 90s when that used to happen.
No, he doesn't waste his time with that crap.
No, I haven't watched many of the 80s, maybe a little bit of the 90s, but where are we going with this?
No, I just wonder if you watch me, that's all. But also, I've got some stuff here on Bailey, Jimmy boy.
Oh, come on.
Now, yes or no, thanks, Fritchie. Do you breed dogs with your girlfriend?
No, but I do have four dogs at home, so
four?
Where you've got that from.
What? What kind of dogs?
Well, when I met her, I had two border collies, and she actually had three dogs at the time. So we've had to give one to her mum and dad, and we've got four. But if you were a fly on the wall at home, they're pretty well behaved, so you wouldn't know that there's four dogs hanging around. But yeah, there's definitely four there.
Four? That's like Peter Siddle. Got as many bloody dogs as his joint.
Yeah, he's got four or five. I follow him on Instagram. He doesn't mind the dog either.
You rate yourself as a golfer. Interesting where you are right now. You rate yourself as a golfer, plays off 13. Jim, he turned up to Royal Melbourne.
Oh, don't tell me.
For the first time. Now, we know how exclusive Royal Melbourne is.
Yes.
Guess what, Fritches? He's got no belt,
no.
Nike running shoes, and black socks.
Now, Bailey, that couldn't have happened.
I haven't had the privilege to play on some nice courses like that. Gussie Brayshaw, your nephew, invites me down to Royal Melbourne and doesn't give me any heads up. I'm a member out at Gardiner's Run, which is a nice course out in the country.
Oh, Gardiner's
Run. Lucky Gus had a bit of spare gear there for me, and we got
Bailey,
the job done.
You turned up to the fifth-ranked golf course in the world with black socks and runners.
Yeah, I think the dog got me golf shoes, so
Get on order. And he's a member at Gardens Run, which...
Oh, come on.
Well, that's out Coldstream way, is it?
Yeah, out in Chernside Park. Great course if you get the chance to get out there.
Yeah, it'd be great. And also, no, you think you're the best golfer there now that Oscar McDonald's gone, but I think Jaden Hunt is off too, isn't he?
Yeah, Hunty'd be the pick of the golfers. We've got about three or four in single figures, so... I probably wouldn't even be in the top 10, to be honest. I'm no good.
Table tennis you're good at.
Yeah, I rate myself in table tennis. I play a lot of table tennis. Me and Shannon Burns.
Shagger.
Shagger is probably the number one rank. So he's my competitor for the majority of the week, throughout the weeks when we're in Melbourne and up here in Perth.
So it's my mail that you've built a ranking system that has you on the top.
From a player's point of view, I've got it, but I'm not. I've gave number one to Shagger. From a club point of view, I'm building my way up though.
Oh, good. And now the hair. I know we have a bit of fun with it, and I think you do too. Has it got its own website?
I think that there's a Twitter page. I don't know. Someone's had a bit of fun with it. It actually gets a bit annoying because every time he posts, I get tagged in it. So I have to turn the notifications off for Twitter, but it's a bit of fun, I suppose.
What is it? How would you explain it? Are you just letting it go like that, or do you actually like it?
It's actually funny. Christian Salem is a big soccer fan, and there's a guy called Jack Grealish that's got this haircut, and Salo come up to me and said, I reckon you should run this. So I went to his barber in Elwood and literally sat in the chair and he'd already organised my cut. So and then I've just ran with it since then.
Oh, there you go, Jim.
Jeez, it's a high top, Bales. Like there's about 4 inches of hair on top of your forehead.
Gives me a few centimetres on game day, so it's not bad. Well,
it actually must do. Hey, as you know, you got Luke Jackson and Trent Rivers live with my brother and sister-in-law. And Clary Oliver used to live with my brother and sister-in-law, as did little Cozzy Pickett. And so I've had a bit to do with all of them. Which is the conversationalist among those four?
Dogger Jackson. He is a rare unit, but he is unbelievable. I get along really well with Dogger, and obviously he's played a fair bit of forward, so we've spent a lot of time together, and... he's going to be a serious player if he isn't already.
Oh, yeah. How's his teeth? Oh, Jacko's.
Yeah, I think he gets his new teeth today. So he'll have them for Friday night.
Oh, good. Because he looked terrible, didn't he, with the no chompers? Because who was the cook over there, Jim, that had the mince and the tomato? And we had Luke Jackson on. He said, actually, the mince wasn't even cooked. It was red.
Nah.
No. Red raw.
Red mince and tomatoes. Oh, I love it, mate. Well done on your season, by the way. You've been a bloody star. Not an easy role to play, Bill, that medium-sized marking forward. You had all sorts of trouble with it.
But
Bailey has done magnificently, and you got yourself into a prelim, mate. Good luck.
So easy. Thanks, guys.
On your Fritchie.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. You know it's time to call it when your mate thinks he's a comedian.
Very, very funny.
This is Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Sunday session.
You know, I once dated a girl with a lazy eye, Jim.
Yes.
It turns out she was seeing someone else on the side.
Oh, no.
Rabsy,
oh, no, come on.
Rabsy loves it. Oh,
look at rabbits. Have a look at Bartholomew.
She was seeing someone on the side.
Oh, I know, Bill. Well, I understand the joke. I understand. Oh. It's a touch inappropriate.
I got another one.
Oh, no, I wouldn't know. No more.
Bottoms up. That was the Rush Hour Sunday session. And if you still want more, catch the boys live or on demand on the Listener app.
I feel good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50K cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.